It is Mind Food Radio, and I am absolutely thrilled to welcome to the show Tanya de Jong, a fantastic article in the latest edition called Finding a New Voice, Australia's leading soprano. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's an absolute pleasure to be talking to you today, and I love your magazine.
Oh, thank you. Yes, so do we. We're partial to it too. Now, you have got an incredible story. You really have, because being a soprano really is only one part of what you're doing. Can you tell me about your journey and how you've got to where you are today?
Yes, well, you know, that it could take a long time, but I'll do it in my quickest elevator story.
Excellent.
So basically, I always wanted to be a singer, but when I was 14, I was told by my best girlfriend not to bother having singing lessons because I wasn't good enough. So I believed her and then did backstage in the school musical and finally auditioned for the chorus of the musical Oklahoma when I was 17. People can see this story on my TED talk, How Singing Together Changes the Brain. And I got the lead role, to my amazement, and but, you know, that voice in my head was always there not being good enough. And so I did a law degree and then I went back and I did music and I set up my group Potpourri, which performs music and opera and crossover international repertoire all over the world. And that was set up exactly 30 years ago in 1987, believe it or not. We started when we were five.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, so I'm a serial entrepreneur. We then started an events and entertainment company. And then I set up my first charity called The Song Room, which brings music and arts learning to disadvantaged students in schools all over Australia, improving their educational and social and health outcomes. And then I set up my second charity, Creativity Australia, and the With One Voice program. And that was set up in end of 2008. And we bring together people like us, probably most of your listeners and readers included people, CEOs, doctors, lawyers, teachers, retirees, with people who are less fortunate, people with depression, disabilities, migrants, job seekers, aged 9 to 90 of all faiths and all backgrounds. And we bring people together in these social inclusion choirs. And we not only experience the incredible empowering benefits of the neuroscience of singing and have our neuroplasticity increased, our memory, language and concentration improved, but we also share supper and a wish list program where people can ask for what they need in life and then their wishes get granted by other members of the choirs. It's like a weekly miracle that happens and people really want to help one another. And the barriers between people who are fortunate and less fortunate start to vanish and you start to realise just that we can all help one another and start to solve our global programs in a more collective way. In addition to that, we've also started another part of our charity, which is called Sing for Good, which is an online global singing challenge, which challenges groups of two or more from any family, club, school, workplace to sing a song of their choice, video it, pop it up on the Sing for Good channel and then raise funds through their networks to support people in need through voting and donating to their entry. So it's a little like Movember without the facial hair. So not everyone can grow moustaches, but we believe everyone has a voice and they just need to find their unique voice.
How important has it been to you, Tanya, throughout your career to make sure that you have a social conscience? Because obviously singing is now, it sounds like it might actually for you personally be secondary to all of this work that you're doing to help other people.
No, singing's not secondary to me. It's still my primary passion. It's just that I guess my personal mission in life is to change the world one voice at a time. And I believe that when you help people to find their voice, and for me, this wasn't obvious either. You know, I was also silenced. Many of us have been silenced in one way or another from finding our creative, unique voice. And I believe that it's everyone's right and, you know, everyone has great potential as a human being and has a unique voice to offer to the world. And it's just being, you know, they just need someone to hold out a hand. They need to cross the bridge where they start to feel a sense of confidence and a sense of self-belief. And unfortunately, most disadvantaged people are kept in their box of disadvantage, and we instead create a bridge for people to cross over. But I think singing is a real key to that, because when you sing, the neuroscientific benefits plus the social benefits are so profound. I mean, in my TED talk, I call it a super wonder drug. And for me, also as an individual, it's my singing career and learning how to empower my own voice and speak my truth and set my boundaries and follow my vision has been a long process. You know, this isn't something you can do in a day, but you've just got to do it little steps at a time. And it's like when people come to the choirs week by week, they might say, I'm out of tune, I can't sing, and they lip sync. And gradually you start to hear their voice, and gradually their voice gets louder, and gradually they tune in with others, and it's pretty special.
Well, I think it's an amazing thing that you're doing, Tanya. I love the saying in the article that it's about positive human collisions. I think that's a fantastic term. And look, keep up the good work. I think what you're doing is so, so important, and it's been lovely having you on Mindfood Radio.
No, thank you. And just on that positive human collisions, if you'd like, what I mean by that is it's very important for us as human beings. We tend to hang out with people who are just like us, similar education. We even dress like, you know, people similar to us. But our greatest gains as human beings are when we actually connect with very diverse people on a regular basis, and we get out of our comfort zone, and our programs do that. And I think it's very important for all human beings to have that opportunity for their creativity and innovation to spark. And that will only happen when you have those positive human collisions with people who are very different than you.
Fantastic. Look, thank you so much, Tanya Yong, for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks so much.